And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went through all the surrounding country. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as it was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Shabbat day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty of those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physicians, hear yourself. What we have heard you did at Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well.'" And he said, "Truly I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. But in truth I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came all over the land. And Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and no one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When they heard all these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath. And they rose up and drove him out of the town and brought him to the bow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went away.
耶稣满载圣灵的能力，回到加利利，他的名声传遍四方。他在各会堂里教育人，众人皆称赞他。耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日，照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开看，找到一处写着说。主的圣灵已然在我的身上，因为他赐福于我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我来做事。所有的人将被释放，瞎眼的人将被看见，那所有受压制的人最终会得到自由。有人报告说有人来了，于是他把书卷起来，交给旁边的人，就自坐下。会堂中的人。此时都集中起来看着他，耶稣对他们说：“今天这应该是你们在耳中第一次听到的应验。”众人都称赞他，并好奇他口中所说的应验是什么意思，又说：“哎，这不是约翰的儿子吗？”耶稣对他们说：“你们要这样向我说，医生，你医治自己吧。”我们听见你在加百农所做的事情，也当在你的自己家乡里所做。又说，我来明白的告诉你们，没有自己的先知在家乡中被其他人来讨悦的。我对你们说实话，当以利亚在的时候，当时已经闭塞了3年零6个月，遍地有大饥荒。就在那的时候。以色列中出现了很多寡妇，以利亚并没有差奉他们每一个人往那里去，只是差奉了往西顿的撒利法一个寡妇那里去。先知以利亚在位的时候，以色列中有多少人是正常能长大的，变成疯子，变成傻的？除了叙利亚国内有一个人，没有一个人最终是洁净的。 会堂中的人听见这句话，都怒气满胸，就站起来撵他出城。他们的城建造在山上，他们带他到山巅，要把他推下去。而此时，耶稣却从所有人中间径直穿过去了。大家好，我是主播 KK。第二阶段节目中文名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味性互动过程可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第五讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello, everyone. I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time, I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then, Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and program discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the fifth lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the commentary for discussion. Well, everybody, firstly, is you my today's personal study summary. In this passage from Luke 4, and we see Jesus beginning his ministry. After returning from being tempted in the wilderness, Jesus went to Galilee, where he became well known for teaching in synagogues, and people were impressed by his words. Jesus then went back to Nazareth, the town where he grew up. As usual, he went to the synagogues on the Sabbath to read the Scripture. He read a professor from Elisea that talked about a special person who would bring good news to the poor, free people from prison, help the blind see, and set the oppressed free. After reading it, Jesus told the people that this prophecy was being fulfilled right then and there, with him being the one who would do all of this. At first, the people surrounded were feeling amazed by his words, but then they started to question him. They asked, "Isn't he Joseph's son?" They couldn't believe that someone they knew as a boy could be the one to fulfill such an important prophecy. Jesus already responded by saying that no prophet is honored in their hometown. He gave examples from the Old Testament and how Elisha helped a widow in Zarephath and how Elisha healed Naaman of Syria, but didn't heal any of the lepers in Israel. When the people heard this, they were very angry and tried to throw him off a cliff, but Jesus climbed past through the crowd and left the town. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, here we see a group of people in Nazareth who has a certain expectation about Jesus because he teaches on other places in Galilee and all the people liked him there.
大家好，今天我们可以看到拿撒勒的一群人对耶稣抱有一定的期望，因为他在加利利的其他地方传道，而且所有人都非常喜欢他。
So when he came to Nazareth, he went to the school on Shabbat because he was taught that one must go to the school on Shabbat.
因此，当他来到拿撒勒的时候，他在安息日去学校。因为他曾经被教导，一个人必须要在安息日去学校进行礼拜。
He rose and would like to read, and someone gave him the book of Isaiah. He did not choose the book, another one gave it to him.
当他站起来想要读书的时候，旁边有人给了他以利亚书，他并没有选择这本书，而是另外一个人递予了他。
There in the book, he just found the text about the Messiah, and when the people wanted him to teach, he just said, "Today this word has been fulfilled."
耶稣当时在书中找到了许多有关弥赛亚的文本，当人们希望他进行教导，他就说：“今天这句话已然实现。
The people began to talk about him and said, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" The reaction of Jesus was that he said frankly to them that he cannot do many things because of their talking and unbelief.
”人们开始继而谈论他，说：“哎，这人难道不是约瑟的儿子吗？”耶稣当时的反应是，他坦率地告诉他们，由于他们的议论和不相信，他不能往下做更多的事情。
At the end, the people got angry and wanted to kill him, but Jesus went away through the midst of them.
最终，人们变得非常愤怒，想要杀死耶稣，但耶稣巧妙地从人群中间走了。OK。Based on about Bible study content, now let me ask Caesar some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, Caesar, why did Jesus go to Galilee after being tempted in the wilderness? 为什么耶稣在旷野受试后又去了加利利呢？
The Holy Spirit brought him to Galilee, and it was the place of his origin. The people there had already heard a lot about him and praised him, and they wanted to see more.
当时圣灵将他带到加利利，那里是他的发源地。那里的人们早已听说许多关于他的事情，并称赞他，他们继而想多了解他。Next question. What was the prophecy that Jesus read in the synagogue? 耶稣当时在会堂里又读到了什么样的预言呢？
It was the prophecy in the book of Isaiah about the Messiah.
当时耶稣读到的是以赛亚书中关于弥赛亚的预言。Next question, Caesar. What did Jesus mean when he said, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing"? 当耶稣说“今天这段经文在你们听见的时候已然应验了”，它具体是什么意思呢？
He said in clear words that he himself is the Messiah.
耶稣明确地回答说：“他自己就是弥赛亚。”Next question, Caesar. How did people in Nazareth react when Jesus told them that he was the fulfilling in the prophecy? 耶稣告诉拿撒勒的人，他就是应验预言的人的时候，人们又作何反应呢？
They said he cannot be the Messiah because he's the son of Joseph.
人们说他不可能就是弥赛亚，因为他只是约瑟夫的儿子。Next question, Caesar, why did Jesus say that no prophet is acceptable in his hometown? 耶稣为什么摆明了说没有任何一个先知在自己的家乡被人接纳呢？
He referred to the reaction of the people. Instead of accepting him as Messiah, they were against him.
耶稣当时提及了人们的反应，人们不但不接受他为弥赛亚，反而继而反对他。Next question, Caesar, very interesting. Who were the two people Jesus mentioned from the Old Testament to explain his point? 耶稣提到的旧约中有哪两个人来解释他的观点呢？
There were the prophets Elijah and Elisha, two famous prophets in the books of Kings.
他们分别是先知以利亚和以利沙。 列王记中所记载的两位著名先知。Next question, sister. How did the people in the synagogues react to Jesus' words after he mentioned Elijah and Elisha? 当耶稣提到以利亚和以利沙的时候，会堂人的他们作何反应呢？
They became very angry and furious.
所有人当时都变得非常生气和愤怒。Next question. Therefore, sister, what did the people in Nazareth want to do to Jesus after hearing his words? 拿撒勒的人在听了耶稣的话中，想要对耶稣做什么样的反应呢？
They wanted to cast him down from the cliff. I must mention that the cliff was over the valley Harmageddon, that the devil and the Antichrist will be overcome by Jesus. The plan of the devil was to kill Jesus at once so that he cannot harm him in the future.
当时所有人都想把耶稣从悬崖上推下去摔死。我必须要解释说，那处悬崖位于哈马吉顿山谷上方。魔鬼是对耶稣是敌对的，他将在那里被耶稣击败。魔鬼的计划是立即杀死耶稣，这样以后他就无法再伤害他了。Next question, therefore, sister. How did Jesus escape when the people tried to throw him off from the cliff? 当人们试图把耶稣推下悬崖的时候，耶稣是如何逃脱的？
He was passing through the midst of them and went his way.
耶稣从人群中间穿过，然后很自然的就溜走了。The last question for sister today. What can we learn from this passage about how people sometimes react to the truth? 从今天我们的学习当中，我们可以了解到人们是不是如何真正对待真理的呢？
Sometimes people have only their own truth and their own image of the world, so they are blind for the truth of God.
很多时候，人们只拥有自己的真理。和自己对世界的想象，而无法看到上帝的真理所在。
They live in their religious world and are not open-minded to what God has prepared for them. When somebody tells the truth, they become aggressive.
人们总是活在自己的宗教体系当中，不接受上帝为他们准备好的一切。当有人说出这样的真相的时候，大家就会变得咄咄逼人。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年2月份新春快乐，我们下期再会。